This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in. Damn it, this is the last Thursday night edition of the show ever. Okay, this is the last hour right now, this moment of this show ever. I will be here on Monday, and that's it for the JR Sport Brief Show for good on the Infinity Sports Network. So I'm going to enjoy this hour. I'm going to enjoy Monday. If you want to call up, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got a Thursday night football game going on right now. Seattle Seahawks leading the Rams 7-3. Zach Charbonnet rushing in for the Seattle Seahawks, giving them that lone touchdown. And the Rams actually going for another field goal right now. So we'll see what happens there if they can get this to a down 1 point. I'll tell you right now. And boom, there it is. 7-6. The Seahawks now lead the Rams. About 12 and a half minutes to go here in the first half of the game. We'll keep you up to date as we continue on. Like I said, we'll be here for one more hour. You can always listen for now on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You could find me everywhere on social media. Twitter, X, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of the things, YouTube. I am at JR Sport Brief. You want to keep up with me? You want to know in a few weeks where the hell I'm going and what I'm going to be doing? Just stay tuned, okay? 888-710-4ISN is how you reach me. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, on Peachtree Street, looking out over Piedmont Park. Yeah, I'm here. I'm in Atlanta. Shout outs to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines up. We got some individuals that have been waiting to get on the line. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It has been December 18th, 2025, all week long, all day long. Look at me. It's been a long week. Sheesh. Been a long ass week. It's been December 18th all day long. We are a week away from Christmas. You getting your shopping in? You procrastinating? You stealing? You relaxing? You running up that credit? You going to be paying for it in the new year? I mean, there's a lot of things. Maybe you're just like, I don't need the stress. That's where I'm trying to be. Stress less. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. David is here from the City of Angels in Los Angeles. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. David, what's up?
Hey, good evening, JR. Thank you so much for taking my call for one last time here. I want to get to my message of thanks in just a moment, but let me, you know, briefly talk about the Eagles for a moment here. You know, the win against the Raiders last week was big for the Eagles. I know it's the Raiders, not going to make, you know, that much of it, but to shut out an opponent, to hold them to under 100 yards of offense, that's huge. Hopefully they can build on this momentum against Washington. My hope is this. Let's assume the Eagles win against Washington on Saturday, which they should do. My belief is that should they win against Washington, they should start considering resting starters to get ready for the playoffs.
Well, we've discussed that. I don't want to call that, I'm not to be mean or a jerk. We discussed that yesterday, a couple days ago. The rest of the season is basically a cakewalk. Like, there's no point. They got to take on Buffalo, and it's sandwiched in between two appearances against Washington. Washington made it very clear there's no more Jaden Daniels. They're not playing for anything. And so why the hell do the Eagles want to do anything but just try to hope things settle down before the postseason? There's nothing for them to do.
Yeah. My belief is, you know, the number two seed might be a bit of a stretch. Number one seed is probably impossible at this point. So why not just rest their starters, get ready for the postseason, and hopefully make another run? Yeah. Anyway, that's my point about the Eagles. I have to say thank you so much, JR, for this unbelievable, wonderful show. I'm sorry I discovered it so late in its cycle. I only started calling in this year. Never imagined I'd become a regular caller. But I definitely appreciate you hosting this great show, being able to give us this platform to, as fans, to kind of voice our thoughts on the world of sports. I'll never forget my first call coming in. I was in a panic mode because the Eagles had just traded CJ Gardner-Johnson, and you kind of assured me, like, hey, don't worry about it. They're still the Eagles. They're going to be fine in the long run. You know, giving us this platform, being able to talk to you this whole time, I just appreciate everything that you do, everything that you allow us to discuss with you. And I'm going to miss it a lot, JR.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to call in on Monday because I won't be driving home from work during this time when the show is on. But, you know, kudos to you. Kudos to Botcher. Kudos to everyone who works on the show for putting this whole thing together. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. Have a great Christmas. Have a great New Year. Happy holidays.
You as well. And by the way, aren't you glad you don't have that complaining-ass CJ Gardner-Johnson on the team?
Kind of, sort of, yeah, but he kind of knew what our offense was running when the Bears were playing us, so I was a little frustrated about that.
Yeah, I guess he's talking his way out of the NFL. Hey, David, thank you for the kind words. You as well. Have a wonderful holiday, and keep in touch. I'm not a difficult person to find, okay?
Thank you so much, Jay. I will.
Thank you, David. I appreciate you for calling from L.A. Yeah, that's nice of him. Yeah, I remember he called up. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we have Alex calling from Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alex?
Hi, JR. Long-time listener, first-time caller to the show. Been listening to you since the pandemic of 2020. My question was about the Packers. Do you think they will win the NFC North once they sweep the Bears this weekend? And
you've already hit the fast forward button on that one, huh? You thinking ahead?
I have.
Listen, I am not. This is difficult, and we've had this conversation a couple of times this week, especially with Micah Parsons going down. My opinion on the Packers has shifted. It's not so much for me about the Green Bay Packers winning the NFC North, because whether or not they were above the Bears or below the Bears, they're going to be one of these wild card teams. That's my belief. I think they're going to be a wild card team. They're going to get into the postseason, that much we know. Regardless of how they got there, how I feel about them has kind of downshifted, because they don't have that game record on the edge anymore. They don't have 12-plus sacks and Michael Parsons. And I think in years past, we've really seen if you as a defense can have that one game record, you can have multiple great players, good players, But you need that X factor. You need one guy to be the next best player or maybe the best player on the team to win. And I think the Packers are now missing that on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm not on that high on them. I think it really sucks that they have brought in and invested so much into Michael Parsons, from the trade to the picks to the contract, and now he's gone. It sucks. It really does. I was looking forward to see if they can go on a run, but I'm not optimistic about it.
So are you picking the Bears to win the division then, or?
I'm not thinking about the division. I don't think about things that way. It's like you one of the best, and everybody can go on a run. I mean, outside of that one team that's going to get a bye, and it's going to be one of the two teams that are actually playing right now, that doesn't matter to me. Like, at the end of the day, one team is going to get a bye all the way through the postseason, and the rest of that is irrelevant. And we know that's not going to be the case for the Green Bay Packers either way. So I'm not all that concerned about who wins the NFC North. I don't think it matters.
I understand.
Yeah, that's a complete way. I mean, for you're a Green Bay Packers fan. You don't like the Bears. You're a Bears fan. You don't like Green Bay. It's irrelevant to me who wins that division. Doesn't matter.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Sorry I put a dent in your thoughts. But, I mean, what do you feel? You feel good about the Packers? You feel good about them?
No, actually, you didn't. I was just asking a question. I was just wanting your opinion, and I'm glad you gave it to me, honestly.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, who's your team? Who are you rooting for?
My team has been gone for a while.
Oh, what?
It's the G-Men, but for now, go Pack, go. And
you asking me all these questions about another old-ass NFL team, and your team is another old-ass squad that teams are looking at going the quarterback as a running back.
But I do like Bart Winkler, and he's a Packer fan. Coming up next, and
okay, you're just doing everything to avoid the Giants, huh?
Well, they're out of it, so okay. Not really much to avoid at this point.
Well, I mean, the franchise isn't going anywhere. They're going to have an off season. They got a couple more games to play. They're going to head towards a draft. I mean, They're thinking about their quarterback of the future. They're hoping their wide receiver comes back. They're trying to figure things out with the coach. So, I mean, there's a lot to discuss, even though they're not going to the postseason, Alex.
This is true. This is true.
Okay.
Well, it's just a broken franchise.
Well, enjoy what's left of the season, and good luck next year for the Giants. Enjoy the Packers, okay, Alex?
And maybe I'll talk to you on Monday.
Possibly. I will be right the hell on here. And after that, not again. Alex, have a good weekend, okay?
You too.
Thank you so much. Alex calling from Phoenix, asking me about the Packers, but he's a New York Giants fan. And fine by me. Don't matter to me. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to South Carolina. I don't know if it's Columbia, I don't know. Hey, let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on the JR Sportbrief Show. What's up?
Yeah, JR, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you feeling?
I'm doing fine. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
And I wanted to let you know that I listen to you every night at 6 o'clock here in South Carolina. And when you're not there, it's not the same program. I really like you a lot, and I wish you all the luck. And I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
You as well, Mike. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you for listening. You have a terrific Christmas, okay, Mike?
All right. Take care.
You too. Be well. Shout-outs to Mike for calling from South Kakalaki. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are down to only, well, damn it, we got one show. So we got 4 hours and about 40 minutes here of the JR Sport Brief Show left. If you want to call up, you can. 888-710-4ISN. Of course, I'll be here for the remainder of this show, which is about another 40 minutes. And then I'll be back for the finale on Monday. Now, listen, on Monday, I ain't doing nothing spectacular. You know, last night I gave you a top six list, some of my favorite interviews of all time. I, you know, told some stories about, you know, how I got here from YouTube and we had fun yesterday. We had fun today taking your calls. And when we get to Monday, we're going to do a lot of the same. I'm just going to play some of my favorite calls. You know, I've always looked at sports radio as a way to interact with people. You know, I come from online. I come from a digital space. I had to build my audience from scratch. I had to build it by communicating and not just having a one-way dialogue with people, but actually, you know, building conversation. And I just always thought that that was the way that I wanted to do radio. And that's what I've done. I always wanted to share my opinion and share my thoughts and then solicit the thoughts and the opinions of others, because I thought from an auditory standpoint, I think it's one of the best things possible. Like, I don't want to be on a radio just talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. I want to hear and learn. I want to know and get the opinions of others. I want to make it entertaining. I've always looked at radio as an art form where you can pretty much have a community quilt. Like, we can all bust out one giant quilt in the church and the library, and then we can have one person who is kind of leading the charge, who, you know, starts everything off. But then at the end of the day, you want everybody to put their own patch on the quilt. You want to make a piece of art. And every time I came on the radio, I come on the radio, I wanted to, you know, start the conversation. I wanted to kind of put the first markings on the canvas. And then I wanted everybody else to kind of come through and do the same, whether it was our producer, Botcher, whether it's our listeners, whether it's our news guys, my main man, Marco Belletti, whether it's our guests. You know, it's art. And it's the theater of the mind. It's the theater of getting your brain going. And that's always been my approach. So I appreciate everybody who's called, everybody who's listened. And we got about, well, damn it, 4 more hours plus what we have left for today. 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. Whatever social media you got, there's a good chance I got it too. Just go ahead and punch in JR Sport Brief. Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I am all over the damn place. Right now, Thursday night football. Los Angeles Rams are attacking. They are down 7-6. The Seahawks lead the Rams 7-6. It's about 5.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Los Angeles Rams have 2 field goals. Zach Charbonnet has a rushing touchdown early in the first quarter that gave the Seahawks this 7-6 lead. So not a lot going on here. The Rams have maintained possession of the ball a whole hell of a lot. What's the exact number? I don't think the Seahawks have had the ball for more than a total of, let's see, what is it? Yeah, 6 minutes. Yeah, Los Angeles has had the ball for 20 minutes, and Seattle has had the ball for the other 6. So Seattle is going to have to get some things going when they get the ball back if they want to keep this one competitive. It's going to be a good one. 2 close teams. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Elijah is calling from New York City. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Elijah?
Yo, what's up, JR?
How are you?
Just want to say, I'm pretty good. Can't complain.
Good.
I just want to say, brother, I've been a big fan of you for years. And this is going back to when you was on YouTube. Like, I was in, like, middle school or high school watching you. So.
Well, thank you. Well, now that means your ass is old, man. You old.
Oh, no. I turn 30 next month.
Okay, yeah, you old.
I'm giving
you a tough time, Elijah. Go ahead.
So I want to talk to you about the New York Knicks.
Okay.
I'm still riding the high of that NBA Cup win. Do you think that win was a statement throughout the rest of the league that we hear?
Nah, I don't think it's a statement. I just think it's a nice stepping stone. I think it's a, hey, you know, we won the NBA Cup and we're a legitimate threat. You know, we didn't choke. We didn't embarrass ourselves. We won the damn thing. And I think the league has to take them serious. I don't know if I'd call it a statement, but I will say I think it's more of a confidence builder for the Knicks to say, okay, fine, we did this, we won this, now we got to keep on winning. And that's it. I mean, look, when the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau last year, it was very apparent. They didn't need to fire him. They fired him, and then they improved the roster. It's one of the biggest criticisms, how he utilized the roster, and then they ended up going out there and improving it. Look, man, it's finals a bust. Otherwise, people are going to start looking at Karl Anthony Towns going, what are you doing? I think Jalen Brunson will always get a little bit of a break unless he just has a horrific series or postseason. I don't expect that. And so I think the heat will come down on Mike Brown and Karl Anthony Towns, but this is a good chance for the New York Knicks to go to the finals, something that they haven't done since 99. So statement, not so much. Confidence builder, yeah, I'd say that a little bit more so.
So if things don't go the way of the Knicks and they just so happen to not make the finals, and it's Giannis Antetokounmpo is still in Milwaukee, and now offseason, do we do that trade? If he just so happens to stay put.
Well, I think that he might be gone before then. I don't know if Giannis is going to last up until the trade deadline. And if you're the New York Knicks, you have to kind of tread softly and lightly. You know, do you want to screw up what you currently have? I mean, if you think about the depth pieces that they likely have to give up, and, you know, are they the same shooting team if they bring in Giannis and have to give up Karl Anthony Towns? Do the Milwaukee Bucks, would they want Karl Anthony Towns? Is there not a better deal for the Milwaukee Bucks elsewhere outside of making a deal with the New York Knicks? I mean, there are a lot of question marks there. I think the trade would have been easier to make if it took place in the summer, as we heard it rumored was. I actually think it's a tougher thing to do now. And I just don't know if Giannis is going to last all the way to the summer. And even if he does, you know, now that the cat is out the bag, so to speak, I think it's going to be even more difficult for the New York Knicks to land him. I'd be surprised, period. Now or later, next year. I'd be surprised if he ends up on the Knicks.
Okay, well, thank you for taking my call. Thank you for answering my questions. I love this show. I'm going to follow you on the socials to see where you're heading to next, brother.
Well, thank you.
You do great work.
Well, thank you, man. Well, New York City is a gigantic place. What part of New York City?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay, Brooklyn, right. I mean, I know, Pete, you could tell. You don't have to tell me the street or the neighborhood, but Brooklyn is good enough. Elijah, I appreciate you, man.
All right. No doubt, right. No doubt.
You be well. Shout out to my man Elijah calling from New York City. Shout out to Elijah. He could botch a Brownsville? East New York? Flatbush?
He's given, I don't want to say Williamsburg. He's given Williamsburg.
Oh, my goodness. You put this guy in a hippie neighborhood. Okay.
I'm just telling how it sounds. Maybe a little bit of Flatbush there?
Hey, Flatbush right here. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's one of those two.
Yeah, Flatbush, 2 train, 5, somewhere over there. 5 train, who knows? Somewhere like that over there, okay? I don't know. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm trying to think. Have I been in Brooklyn this year? Yeah, I was in Brooklyn. Who am I fooling? But you had to think about it. I was on a rooftop in Brooklyn, I don't know, September, I think. I don't know.
It's a long time ago.
September?
Yeah, it's 3 months ago.
That's a long time?
For some people, yeah.
Yeah, bro, I'm not trying to see Brooklyn for a while. No, thank you. 888-710-4ISN. We'll take a break. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We're boiling it down. I'm here today. I'm here Monday. And the JR Sport Brief Show is done. Not for the year, but it's done here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll get to more of your calls. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We'll give you an update on Thursday Night Football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got this Thursday night football game going on right now in Seattle. We've just hit the two-minute warning. The Rams lead the Seahawks 13-7. Seattle is just trying to get it going. They have not been able to maintain the ball, and time of possession leans heavily in favor of the Los Angeles Rams. Jackson Smith and Jigba has zero receptions here, you know, in this first half of the game so far. The Rams scored a touchdown about 90 seconds ago. Matthew Stafford, who I believe is going to be the MVP at the end of the season, he connects with Terrence Ferguson for a 3-yard touchdown pass. And as it stands right now, with about a minute to go in the first, the Seahawks are trying to get some more points up on the board. Right now, they're at about the 43-yard line, trying to advance in their own territory. We'll let you know what happens once they reach halftime. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and right now it's time to talk to someone very special, my brother from another mother. It's Richard from right here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Richard?
My brother from another mother, and you know I love you, man.
The feeling is mutual.
You know
I love you. How you feeling?
You know, just like I always remember from 2020 when I first listened to your show.
Yeah.
On from 10 to 2, I was just getting off at Henry County Sheriff's Office around 11:30, and I turned the radio on 92.9 The Game, and there you were. And I fell in love with y'all, the show, ever since. And I've always followed you and David, just like I told him, hey, y'all two brothers that I'll never give up.
Well, listen, and Richard, also, yes, go ahead.
And I do follow you on Instagram. I usually send you daily inspirational messages in the morning.
Oh, well, damn, I gotta look that up, Richard. I gotta dig deep.
Yes,
I gotta follow that.
I always send you inspirational messages in the morning. Before I go to work, hey, I always say I gotta share my love with you.
All right.
And praise, you know, praise God that you came into my life.
Oh, well, thank you, Richard. I appreciate that. And you bring up an excellent point, because when I think I said this yesterday or 2 days ago, when I accepted this job, it was pre-pandemic. When I started the job, the pandemic was already in full effect, and there was no sports. There was nothing going on. And so that was a hell of an introduction to the audience and to the country. But I'll say this. I remember you from day one when you started to call, and you have been consistent and constant as a caller and member of this show. You're one of the standouts to me from throughout my entire duration here on CBS Sports Radio all the way through the Infinity Sports Network. You know, 92.9 The Game is my home station here in Atlanta, Georgia. And so, yeah, I appreciate you, Richard, for listening all the way through. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my brother. And, too, we was always talking about going to Atlanta United game, but, hey, one day.
Hey, I'm still here. I ain't going anywhere. So we'll see, Richard.
I know
Stay
that,
tuned.
But we'll see.
All right, and, my man.
I'll send you my number where you can contact me, too.
Well, thank you so much. Please do. Well, hold on,
and thank
Richard.
You for, and thank you for wishing me a happy birthday.
And well, happy birthday and Merry Christmas.
That November in September.
And all the things. Ain't no doubt about that. Yeah, that was a while ago. But Merry Christmas, Richard, okay?
You too, my brother. I hope maybe I get a chance to talk to Dave before he goes, too.
Well, we'll see. I don't know when Shep is going to be on, but stay tuned and follow him, okay?
Oh, I will.
All right, Richard. Well, I'll talk to you soon. All be right. In touch. I'll look you up.
You know it.
Okay. Much love and many thanks to Richard from Atlanta. Yeah, he's an OG. You know, how about this? He's an OG Cooper Kupp. This man just fumbled the ball away as the Seattle Seahawks tried to score before the half. He just coughed the ball up, and he coughed the ball up forward, and now he's sitting on the sideline just looking like a miserable, just looking miserable. Let's just end there. Does he want to see it on the tablet? Yeah, he's like, sure, let me look at it. They hand him the tablet to see how ass he was. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. There's so much going on. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'll take a look at the phone lines. You can call me. This is the last Thursday show ever. Monday will be our last show ever. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Marco Belletti, you going to be here on Monday?
I'll be with you, but I'll be earlier, as I sound terrible tonight. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's not waste any of your voice now. It's time for a news flash with Marco Belletti.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Well, we only got two more nights left of tingles. Well, for you at least. I'm going to make sure all my nights are tingling, okay? All right? And in a few minutes, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, let Ice Cube play. It was a good day. Let this play. Yeah, just waking up in the morning. Got to thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog. No smog. And Mama cooked a breakfast with no hog. Go ahead, Botcher. Finish. Go ahead.
I forgot the rest. I got to watch, what is that, the movie with De Niro where he sings it? Oh, the song's about to end. Oh.
It's okay, Botcher. It's okay. That's Ice Cube. It was a good day.
I know the song. I just don't know the words past that part.
You got to get it from a movie?
No. I've heard the song. I just don't know the words to the song, like word for word.
That is one of the best written songs in any genre of all time.
It kind of gives me, in a weird way, don't hate on this. It kind of reminds me of the Will Smith in West Philadelphia, kind of like that. It's like a story, you know? Well, don't sigh. Is there not some similarities?
That predates Will Smith. That predates Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
So tell me, Will Smith copied Ice Cube, kind of.
I'm not going to say Will Smith in any way, shape, or form copied Ice Cube. That is an impossible thing to say. Two totally different things completely.
I don't know. To me, I might be a little deaf, but they sound kind of similar. Or the style.
Okay. Well, two black guys, one from California, from Philly?
No, there's like the rap song, the song tells a story. One's about his day. It was a great day. And the other one's about he had to go live with his auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
Okay. Alrighty then. Okay. You doing okay, Botcher? You having a good day? You happy with the show?
Oh, great show.
Okay. How are you feeling otherwise? You all right?
Otherwise, normal. Is that a normal thing?
Yeah, normal is good. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Before we talk about a few things that took place in sports history, let me also remind you the Rams currently lead the Seahawks 13-7. Rams have had the ball for 22 minutes. The Seahawks have had the ball for 8 minutes. The Seahawks haven't even gotten a chance to do anything. And when they've had the ball, well, as Cooper Kupp, they just gave it up. 888-710-4ISN is the number. Man, we got one more show left on Monday, and that's it. Everybody keeps asking, where can you find me? Where can you keep up? What's next? What are you doing next? Well, be patient, stay tuned, and follow me at JR Sport Brief, okay? At JR Sport Brief. Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, all the places. Mark is here from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, JR? Just, fresh off of a very good win right now. These New York Knickerbockers, man. I'm
good.
I'm hyped, you know? I don't know if I could be as hyped as last year, because last year's score was pretty good, but this year, this kid Tyler Kolek, man, boy, I love a coach that plays this guy.
You're calling to tell me about the Knicks' backup point guard?
Dude, 16 points, 11 assists. This was the best win all season. We just went into a building that are like, it's like the house of horrors for us. Like, you know what I mean? We can never win in this building. We're missing Josh Hart, miss Mitchell Robinson. Cat, doesn't matter. Still getting down 16 at the half. Nembhard at 31. I mean, listen.
Okay.
I thought we were losing this game. But
all right.
Is it enough to beat OKC? Probably not. But hey. Let's just get there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. I mean, we had one guy who said this day in sports history gives him tingles. I never thought that the backup point guard for the New York Knicks would give somebody tingles, but I'm happy for you, Mark.
Well, I mean, we need a point guard. I mean, Miles McBride's out, so, you know. Question too, JR.
Yes.
Is Brunson an MVP candidate?
Yeah, I mean, he was MVP candidate last year, wasn't he? What did he end up? Fifth place? Fourth place? He got votes?
Yeah. What about Cat, too? 19 double-doubles?
Oh, I mean, stop like, it. You're doing too much now. Unless something crazy happens, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will probably win MVP again, especially if they approach anywhere near 73 wins. So I think it's kind of early. Let's see how the season bears out. But Brunson is definitely, we know he's one of the best players in the game. Last year with the NBA awards, they gave out these stupid awards now. He ended up being Mr. Right. Clutch. We know he's great. I could care less about MVP. Let's see what the Knicks do in the playoffs.
Do you believe in the Lakers are a threat to OKC?
No, not at all. I don't think the Lakers have enough depth. I don't think they have enough youth. I don't think they have enough size. They're certainly going to be perfectly fine in the regular season, but when the Lakers get to the postseason, I think I think the younger teams would probably run them out of the building, especially the reigning champs.
One last question too. What about, do you think San Antonio or Denver is more of a threat to OKC in the West?
That's a tough one. I mean, we have to see. Denver is pretty much and probably at maturity, given some of their players. Yeah, they got younger players and guys who need to see what they can do. I don't know if San Antonio is ready yet. It depends on how their younger players continue to develop throughout the course of the season. I mean, we've seen what they can do. They beat them on Saturday to advance to the Cup Final. They also happen to be a very young team. They play fundamental basketball. We just have to see how they play in a postseason. That part we have not seen yet. So I think Denver would probably be a better matchup, given that Jokic is one of the most consistent players that the NBA has ever seen, consistent and efficient. And they know what they are doing. So I'd probably lean towards Denver. But there's plenty of room for San Antonio to grow. I think anything that the Spurs do this year is a plus. It's a bonus. I think it's, what do they do next year?
Yeah, I haven't even talked about Houston. Well, they're 16-7-2. I haven't even spoken about that.
No need. We'll see what they do if they're healthy with Durant and those young guys around him. We'll see. And if they, the point guard situation for them. Well, thank you, Mark.
Yeah. Thanks, JR.
No doubt. Shout outs to Mark for calling from California. It's the end of the show. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
December 18th, 1976, Ken Stabler had 14 seconds left in the game for the Raiders, and he helped stage a comeback victory over the Patriots in the AFC Divisional Playoffs. The Raiders ended up winning 24-21. Listen to Ken Stabler in that rushing touchdown.
On second down from the New England one, Kenny Stabler dealt New England the crushing blow. Ken Stabler and the Oakland Raiders specialize in come-from-behind last-second wins. The Snake once again had slithered into the victory column with a superb clutch performance, one of the gutsiest in modern football history.
December 18th, 1983, Wayne Gretzky. He becomes the fastest player to get to 100 points faster than anybody in NHL history. He helps the Oilers with a 7-5 victory over the Winnipeg Jets. He had 2 goals and 2 assists. Wayne Gretzky says, the great one, I don't care about records. I care about the team.
Well, I think that all the records are in range. I think the fact that the hockey club is playing well as a team makes it easier for us as individuals in the sense that I can't concentrate putting one or two guys on myself or Yeri. And with the other guys playing well, it opens up a lot more room for us.
Now let's go from one great to another. December 18th, 1995, Jerry Rice. The man hauls in 289 yards receiving, catches 3 touchdown passes, and the 49ers beat the Vikings 37-30. At the time, it was the 5th highest yardage game by a receiver in history. Listen to Jerry Rice haul in one of his 3 touchdown passes.
This is very smart. And there's Dungy on the right.
Big defensive play here to try to keep him out of field goal range on 3rd and 20. And Young throws Jerry Rice again. Touchdown.
Well, they came with just a conventional 4-man rush that time. Got no pressure on Steve Young and paid dearly for it.
And a 31-yard touchdown.
Yeah, the greatest NFL player of all time. There you have it, Jerry Rice. Sorry, Tom Brady. December 18, 2016. The New England Patriots. They beat the Broncos 16-3. They won the AFC East for the 8th straight time. Okay, the Patriots, all they do is win, win, win. It was the longest streak in NFL history. They're a pain in the ass. That only team won 13 division titles in a 14-year span. Blah, 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 blah. Listen to this courtesy of Pats Radio.
Shotgun snap to Simeon. Floats one to the left. Catch is made by Norwood. Circles to the right at the 30. Lost the ball. Fumbled into the arms of McCourty.
Wow.
Who sits down at the Patriot 22.
Look at this defense. Look how excited this defense is.
Ball poked out by Kyle Van Noy from behind. The second fumble of the day lost by Jordan Norwood, who started the afternoon with a muff punt that led to the Patriots' first score.
There you go. AFC East champs again.
No, damn it. Well, they winning, winning, winning. How about this? Speaking of winning, December 18, 2022, they had to play the game in Qatar in the winter. It was the FIFA Club World Cup final. Yeah, you couldn't play this in the summer, otherwise everybody would die in the heat, okay? Argentina, that guy named Messi, they go out there and they beat France 4-2 in a penalty shootout. They were all tied up 3-3, having to go after extra time. Messi had two goals for Argentina, and Mbappe, he scored three goals for France in the loss. Let's look at, listen to Messi's second goal in the World Cup as he finally got himself a World Cup.
For Lautaro Martinez is going to get to that one, knocks it down for Messi, into the middle, Fernandez, Lautaro Martinez, save Messi, clear it away, did it cross the line, did it cross the line, yes it did, Argentina has the lead.
Yeah, a few years after that, Messi's just like, yeah, whatever, you know, I'm just going to play in Miami and vacation, and Messi just won best player of the league, and Miami just won the MLS Cup, and Messi's going shopping at Publix, and Messi's going to India, and they're building statues for Messi, and it's just, yeah, a lot of people in America have no idea the stardom of these soccer stars. Imagine LeBron James. Oh, they put a statue of him in China, and then they put a statue of him in Brazil, and then they put another statue in Africa, and then they put a statue in China. I mean, this is the celebrity that soccer players have globally outside of the United States of America. It's just, it's crazy. It's nuts. Speaking of crazy and nuts, Seattle answers back quickly. Only had the ball for 2 minutes, and they have tied the game up. I think it was Kenny Walker. Yeah, Kenneth Walker scores a long rushing touchdown, and now the Seattle Seahawks are going to have an opportunity to take a 14-3 lead. Wow. Okay, that was a few things that took place this day in sports history. And thank you for hanging out for another edition of the JR Sport Brief Show. We only have one more after this one. Thank you so much to Matt Verderam for joining us from Sports Illustrated to talk some NFL. Thank you to my main man, Joe Shasky from 95.7 The Game, joining us to talk about everything going on in the Bay Area, the 49ers, also the Golden State Warriors. Okay, listen, people, enjoy today. Enjoy tonight. When I come back on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, it will be the last JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Not a difficult person to find you. Please be safe, be well, be amazing. I'll be back with you for one more show on this Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to our producer, Ryan Botcher. Please be safe, be well, be amazing, be all of the great things. The JR Sport Brief Show is done, but right now it's time for us to say goodbye and welcome in Bart Winkler. Thank you, Bajra.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.